Some of us,
and again, I'm speaking generally, amen. I'm not talking to anybody who's hearing me necessarily right now, but I'm talking to you who are hearing me right now.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you, amen, some of us are Simon the Pharisee. Mm-hmm. We go to church. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We may be part of the leadership.
Yep.
We may be part of the religious establishment. We believe that we are in the family of God. And we may even be saved. Mm-hmm. But, like Simon the Pharisee, we believe we're good people. And that I don't have much of a sin problem.
Wow. Wow.
And because of that, if I don't have much of a sin problem, I don't have much of a need for a forgiveness solution.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And therefore, as Jesus says,
Jesus.
To whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
Yes.
So because of that, those who are like Simon the Pharisee love little. Mm-hmm. And are unable to extend, watch this, and you can't even extend the most common courtesies to people.
Jesus. Let's say it.
You can't even say thank you when someone opens the door for you.
Lord Jesus.
You can't even return someone's phone call.
Jesus.
Just common courtesies.
Wow.
You can't even let me in when you see me trying to get out of the parking lot, even though the light is red and you ain't going nowhere. You can't even extend the common courtesies.
Wow.
Because see, you think you all that.
Yes.
And if you think you're all that, then you don't believe Jesus needs to do all that much for you. And so therefore, you actually love little.
Wow.
You still need to humble yourself before the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to stop trying to get at the seat of position and being at the front of the table.
Yes.
And maybe you need to take and occupy the place of a servant.
Jesus.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop trying to be the big man on campus. Stop trying to be all that, you know. Stop telling people that in order for you to come speak at their church, they got to give you an honorarium. They got to put you and your people up in a hotel. The sheets have to have certain number of threads on them. When I get to the hotel, I need some flowers. And not only that, I need certain water. And don't give me Poland Spring. I need some Avion water. And have the stop it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Take the position
of
a servant.
Amen.
What do you think Jesus thinks about how all the people who are preaching the gospel in his name need all these special accommodations? There was nothing like that in the Bible. You didn't see Jesus saying, well, before I can come to Capernaum, you're going to have to give me. You didn't see him saying none of that. He wasn't saying, I need this, I need that, I need this. And he's the Lord.
Amen.
And here the servants of the Lord have the nerve to make all these demands before they can preach his gospel?
Wow.
Oh, we need to check ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't see Jesus on the way he needed before he can come into the church.
Amen.
Before he can come into your house, before he...
Better tell it. Amen.
So if you're Simon, we need to realize all have sinned. And come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
So if you're saved, Simon, you still miss it. Mm-hmm. You still sin sometimes. Which means you need the Lord's forgiveness too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, you may not need the Lord's forgiveness for salvation because you already are saved. But you do need the Lord's forgiveness so that your fellowship can be restored.
Yeah.